WCYB Cybercrime Radio, this is Zach Hack with Cybercrime News. Here's what's happening. CNN reports a number of Ukrainian government websites are down due to a massive cyber attack with threatening text, warning Ukrainians to be afraid and to wait for the worst, and alleging their personal information has been hacked. NFT, which stands for non-fungible token, has become a major game changer on the blockchain, but at the same time, it has become a lucrative target for crypto criminals. According to HackRead, in a recent cyber attack, sports NFT minting platform Limpo lost around $18.7 million after hackers targeted several of its hot wallets. Google controls more than 90% of the search engine market, and it's near impossible for a competitor to woo away users, according to a report in Gizmodo. But the tide may be changing due to Google's flubs in protecting users' privacy, which has people looking for alternatives that won't abuse their data just to pummel them with ads. Neva, a new search engine, has all the polish of Google's trademark engine, but none of the ads, and it's now available for download. From the Hill, there are more than 6,500 satellites in orbit used for cellular communications, GPS navigation, monitoring weather and climate, managing Internet of Things systems for agriculture, and keeping energy and other critical infrastructure running. Outages have potentially catastrophic consequences, which makes them attractive targets for hackers. The risk is so great that the director of the Defense Department Space Development Agency has cited cyber attacks against satellites as a greater threat than missiles. Cointelegraph informs North Korean hackers siphoned off nearly $400 million in crypto through cyber attacks in 2021. They cite a report which cites that attacks in 2021 from North Korea primarily target investment firms and centralized exchanges and made use of phishing lures, code exploits, malware, and advanced social engineering to maliciously acquire the funds. The Record reports Ukrainian authorities have detained five members who are part of a ransomware gang that carried out attacks against more than 50 companies across Europe and the Americas. The arrests, which took place earlier this week, targeted the group's leader, a 37-year-old Kyiv resident, his wife, and three acquaintances. That's what's happening. This is Zach Hack for Cybercrime Radio.